I'm Marco Werman with The World. The war in Syria has many worried about the country's future, Syrians especially, of course, but some are also worried about preserving Syria's past. Take the ancient city of Palmyra. ISIS militants destroyed part of it, and they rigged many of the remaining sites with explosives. So an architect working with the Syrian government had an idea: send in a drone. The results are on display at an exhibit in Paris. Yves Ubelman is the architect. He describes what it was like working in a war zone.
The situation wasn't very stable, and it was difficult for us, to stay on the site. So it was, for us, very quick. And the drone technology was very good because it is possible to take thousands of pictures in just 1 hour or 2 hours and come back with all this data and use this data for processing a 3D model.
Yeah, so what did you see exactly, and how much of Palmyra had been destroyed before you got in with your drones?
For the site, we saw the Temple of Bel, also completely destroyed, only stone on the ground. But some blocks are still conserved. So we can imagine to use this block to rebuild some part of the temple.
So you returned to Paris with these images that you took from the drone. Tell us what you did with them.
We use a specific algorithm that are able to reconstruct a 3D model based on a 2D picture. So we can put in this program thousands of pictures from everything and put all together in a 3D scene and reconstruct automatically the model of Palmyra. And this model is so accurate that it is photorealistic.
So this exhibit is called From Bamiyan to Palmyra, right? Bamiyan being the site of those large statues of Buddha blown up by extremists in Afghanistan over a decade ago. Is it your belief that all this patrimony, regardless of where it is, can be saved and eventually rebuilt?
Yeah. Heritage can be rebuilt digitally. I mean, this is easy to do.
I mean, in Afghanistan, the Taliban is still acting out violently. How does the attention paid to historic sites like Palmyra address the goal of fighting and eliminating ISIS?
I think it's the same fight we have in Afghanistan and in Syria. What the Taliban did in Bamiyan 15 years ago, it's exactly the same thing that ISIS tried to do now in Palmyra. And our fight is about the culture, and we use a picture in order to show to people, to everybody, how nice are this site. And I think it's a response to those violent people who try to destroy completely those sites. In a way, if we show every people how nice are this site, I think it's the best response we can do for those people.
You think an appreciation of culture can help to eliminate violence?
Yeah, because the problem is this kind of destruction is the result of ignorance. And if we give these people the culture and a way to love this heritage, I think we can fight this violence in this way.
So the Paris exhibit gives us a digital picture of Palmyra's historic treasures. When do you think preservationists might be able to actually enter Palmyra and start, restoration work? I mean, time's not exactly on your side. You probably think about that a lot.
We don't know. We are waiting. We hope we can quickly make something on the ground. But for now, it's just not the time.
Yves Ubelman, the architect behind the effort to save the historic sites of Palmyra in Syria, speaking with us from Paris. Yves, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.